We got to start with beliefs. That's what we're talking about here. Beliefs. Right now, my son's 14 month old. He doesn't have a belief in his head. None. He's more open-minded right now than he will ever be his entire life. You know, he has emotions. That's all he's got. The kid's happy. He's sad. He's poopy. He's tired. Right? Those are emotions. That's he loves Mexican restaurants. He loves them. The Hispanic culture has bright, vibrant colors. You ever notice that? The music is so upbeat and happy. The saddest Mexican song in the world has 10 trumpets and 14 maracas. Right? And I carry the dude in, and as soon as we open that door, he's like... Right? So happy. He has no opinion on immigration. Doesn't have an opinion on immigration. I haven't taught him yet that we divided the land up into little sections and we judge each other depending on which section you happen to be born in. How am I going to teach something so idiotic to a child? How am I going to teach him that's the way adults behave, you know? I'm going to teach my son that no human being chooses where we're born. We don't get to make that choice. I was born in Kentucky. I wouldn't have fucking chosen. I got nothing against Kentucky but Copenhagen over Paducah every day of the week. We don't get to choose where we're born. So therefore, judging another human based on that fact alone is an incorrect way of thinking. That's what I'm going to teach my son. My father-in-law, on the other hand, will teach my son that the damn-ass dirty Mexicans are the reason he's missing a fucking finger. Isn't that weird? It's weird to even say that. My father-in-law is missing his ring finger, right? And he walks around my house going, "Hey, hippie boy." That's what he calls me. I know. He's like, "Hey, hippie boy, you want to learn some shit? Put that book down. Come here and listen to me." You see this? Mexicans. That's all this shit is. The damn Mexicans and the Chinese took my finger. And I argue with him. I'm like, "Look, man, it is not the Mexicans' fault that you drank 17 Coronas. And it's certainly not the Chinese' fault that an M80 went off in your damn hand. You lit the fuse and then threw the lighter." Well, that's what happened to him, right? And he thinks it's the Mexicans and the Chinese fault, right? That's what he believes in his heart. And no words out of this hippie mouth are going to make him change his mind, right? Boy, once a human being really gets a hold of a belief, it will take forever and a free t-shirt to get us to change our damn mind. We do not like to let go of beliefs, you know? I met a woman in Ocala, Florida, who believes Mary Magdalene appeared to her in a pork chop. Mary was Jewish. I think what you got there is a non-kosher apparition. It is amazing how tight we hold on, is it not? It's amazing. I was doing a show in Montana. I like Montana a lot, right? I'm in this weird little bar, you know, do my show. Guy comes up to me after the show, about 55, maybe even 60, grown man, right? Comes up and he goes, "Hey, buddy, you're pretty funny. Can I buy you a drink?" I look at him. He's wearing a huge cowboy hat and he has a glass eye. So I'm in. Right? I'm going to drink with a cowboy with a glass eye. Fuck yeah. And we're sitting at this bar, and this dude is shooting whiskey. He's not sipping. I mean, this dude is knocking them back, you know? And after about an hour, he starts to tell me some pretty personal shit. He's telling me some stuff I don't think he would have told me 11 whiskeys ago. So in my head, I'm thinking, I might find out about this eye. Right? He takes one more shot. He looks at me and goes, "You know, my youngest son's probably the dumbest son of a bitch I've ever met in my life." I said, "Is that right? How'd you lose that eye?" He goes, "Oh, shit, that's a good story." He goes, "I was driving along in my pickup truck, hit a patch of ice. Damn truck flipped 3 times. My lucky horseshoe came off my rear view, poked my damn eye out.
Holy shit.
I said, oh my God, man. I'm sorry that that happened to you, but that's funny as hell. You lucky horseshoe poked your eye out? Damn, I guess it's no longer your lucky horseshoe, right? The guy looks at me and goes, what? Of course it's still my lucky horseshoe. Who knows what would have happened if it wouldn't have been there? Look, if you want to believe in trinkets, fine. But when one attacks you, let it go. Phenomenal to me, you know? Evidence does not change a closed mind. It just pisses it off.